Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion. 10 minutes for God right here. Well, we're on our 20th story in our 24-story journey. And today's story is called The Betrayal. And it'll probably take a couple or 3 days to get through this, but it's the Word of God. And these are important words. So let's begin. The Betrayal. As they entered the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus drew three of his disciples to his side and said to the rest of them, "Sit here while I go yonder and pray." The eight men sat down beneath the trees at the entrance to the garden. Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and walked along some little distance. And as he walked, he began to think again of how he was being betrayed, of how he would be seized and beaten and led away to die. It would not be long now before the dreadful ordeal would begin. And at the thought of the betrayal and the suffering that was to come, Jesus' heart grew heavy, and he was sorely troubled. He said to the three men with him, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and keep watch over me while I am praying." He walked on a little further into the grove of trees. Then he stopped, still in sight of the three on watch, and he knelt to pray. "Oh, my Father," he began, "if it yet may be, let this bitter cup pass away from me, so that I do not have to drink of it. All things are possible for you. Take from me this suffering, if you are willing. Nevertheless, let not my will, but yours be done." He prayed, but no sign came to him that he would be spared. After praying for a time, he rose up and walked slowly back to his three waiting disciples, and he found them all asleep. He awakened them, and he said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch now, and pray that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sleep not." He went away from them a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup of suffering cannot pass by me without my drinking of it, then let your will be done." Again he went back to his three disciples, and again he found them heavy-eyed with sleep. Nor did they know what to answer when he woke them, even though he had so great a need for their love and support. He left them and went away to pray a third time. In his agony of suffering and loneliness, he prayed with even greater intensity than before, and the sweat rolled off his face to fall like great drops of blood upon the ground. Then there appeared to him a bright angel from heaven to give him strength and comfort in his agony. Peace came into his heart. He rose, strong and ready for whatever was to come. For the third time, he went back to his disciples. "You may as well sleep on now and take your rest," he said. "There is no longer any need to watch. Behold, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. He who betrays me is at hand." And even before he had finished speaking, there was a clamor of startled cries from the eight disciples at the entrance to the garden. Lights flickered through the trees and harsh voices gave commands. The sounds of clinking metal and heavy footfalls filled the night. And then the bright glow of lanterns and torches swept the grove and came to rest on Jesus. In the gloom beyond the lights, he could see a great band of soldiers, accompanied by officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees. The group came closer, and in the brightness that now was almost in their midst, Jesus and his disciples could see the clubs and swords carried by the intruders. One man went slightly ahead of the group, leading the officers forward. And then this one man, the betrayer of Jesus, gave a signal to the others, saying, "Whomsoever I kiss, that is he. Take him." Judas stepped forward and stood before Jesus with his arms outstretched in a gesture of false friendship. "Hail, Master," he said, and kissed Jesus on the cheek. "Why have you come, my friend?" said Jesus. "Would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" The soldiers advanced upon him. Jesus walked toward them. "For whom are you looking?" he asked. "For Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "I am he," said Jesus calmly. They drew back, soldiers, priests, and Pharisees, disconcerted by his manner. He therefore asked again, "Whom do you seek?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they repeated. "I told you, I am he," said Jesus. "If it is I whom you seek, let these other men go their way without harm." It was as if he himself had given a signal. For at these words, the chief captain gave an order and the whole band rushed forward to lay rough hands upon him. For a moment, there was a great confusion of clanking swords and milling men, even though Jesus stood there without moving. And in the turmoil, Simon Peter drew a sword and slashed at one of the servants of the high priest. The blow struck savagely at the man's head and cut off his right ear. And the man screamed with pain. "Put up your sword," said Jesus, already firmly bound with sturdy cords. "All who draw the sword shall die by it. Do you not know that I could beseech my Father to save me, and he would send more than 12 legions of angels to vanquish this band of men? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say this thing must happen?" Jesus turned then to the man whom Peter's sword had struck. "Let me first do this," he said. He touched the man's ear, and at once it was healed. The soldiers clawed at Jesus, dragging him away. Chief priests, elders, and captains of the temple gathered around in triumph and shouted abuse while the armed men waved their weapons threateningly at a band of disciples who had no further thought of fighting back. Then Jesus said to the ugly crowd, "Do you come out with swords and staves to arrest me as though I were a robber? I sat daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not stretch out a hand against me then. But this is your hour, the hour when the forces of darkness are in power. All this is happening now in fulfillment of the scriptures of the prophets." The crowd fell upon him then to push and drag him from the peaceful garden to Jerusalem. And each and every one of Jesus' disciples turned and left their master and fled into the darkness. As for Judas, he had already gone his way. And that will conclude today's first segment of The Betrayal, our 24 Jesus stories from Pearl Buck. Let's welcome the light today and see the beauty of creation and the gifts of blessings all around us. And let's thank God for everything we have. In Jesus' name.